Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace. We are so happy and delighted that you have stopped by the broadcast today. We know a lot of people are probably at home that can tune in to the broadcast. Some people are not working. Some have to stay home with this coronavirus, but we're giving God praise for what he's doing in each and every person's life today. So we'll say a prayer before we start on our broadcast today. Gracious Father, we come today just to say thank you. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for opening doors for us, waking us up this morning, starting us on our way, showing us that love that runs from heart to heart and breast to breast. We give you praise today. We give you the glory, dear Heavenly Father, today. We know that the word is a light unto the world. The word is. And I will study it, trust it, and share it. And all that I do, help me be a worthy witness for you, dear Heavenly Father, as I share the good news of your perfect Son and your perfect word. Lord, I give you the praise this morning, and I give you the glory. In the blessed name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, and thank God. Well, today our topic is, are you trying to carry your burdens alone? I'm going to say that again. Are you trying to carry your burdens alone? We're living in a time right now where you don't know who to trust, who to believe, what to do, but you can put your faith and trust in God. We all are carrying burdens a lot of times alone because you feel going to this one and going to that one, they won't be able to help you. But we go to Jesus. We know he's the author and the finisher of our faith. We know that he will take care of every situation. All we have to do is give it to him. He already knows what's going on anyway. So today we are talking about, are you trying to carry your burdens alone? Well, I will come down and speak with you there, and I will take care of the spirit that is on you and put the spirit of them that will help you carry the burdens of the people so that you will not have to carry it alone. There are many devoted and genuine servants of the Lord who serve him with enthusiasm to the detriment of their personal health. They never refuse a request to serve on a committee and willingly take on any task, even if they are not equipped for it. Ultimately, their responsibility becomes so numerous that they cannot do nothing properly. That means they're trying to carry everything alone. And God don't want us to carry every burden alone. You know, ultimately, their mental and spiritual tension becomes so intense that it affects their health. And yet still, they are reluctant to share the responsibility of others. When you're carrying a lot on your shoulder, you're worried, you're burdened down, you don't know which way you're going, but you can go to the Lord and pray. He will help you with everything that you need to go through. You know, even for this topic today, right now the world is in chaos. Everybody is trying to do this. They're trying to do that. They're trying to carry this burden. How I'm going to do this? When can I go do that? You know, he letting us know. Many ministries and ministers, pastors, priests, and lay preachers are so conscious and concerned about their God-given tasks that they are unwilling to share them with anyone else because they are afraid that they will not be done properly. Right now, churches are closing. People that used to gather in different things, they've cut it down for the amount of people on account of the coronavirus. And people are carrying burdens alone. They say, well, that one is going through, I'm going through, so where can I go? Who can I talk to? Who can I give my burden to? You know, with so many things to do in the limited time at their disposal, however, nothing can be done effectively and they become frustrated and discouraged. You know, if God had called you to do a specific task, it is your duty and privilege to do it to the best of your ability. This does not mean that you are not allowed to call upon others to help you accomplish the task. Here, you know, we have different tasks we've done. If you can't do it successfully by yourself, if you need help, feel free to call someone that you feel within your spirit that God has given you that can help you carry that burden of that task. You don't have to do it alone. You know, accept your God-given responsibility. Never think that by sharing it with others, you are invading your duties toward God. With others' help, you may find, in fact, every God and every serve God more effectively. You know, you may have a task to do today. You're wondering already how you're going to do that task, whether it's on your job, whether it's with family, with neighbors. Go to God in prayer and ask him, how do you want me to carry out this so it don't become a burden? Right now, ministers all around the country feeling a burden for their parish and their follower people because everybody is going through at the same time. So nobody don't want to put no more on nobody else, as they say. We don't want to put on you no more than you can bear. God knows what we can bear. But he has a big shoulder that we can cry on, we can lay on, we can talk to him in prayer. You know, we can say, loving master, when you entrust me with a task, please give me the wisdom to use others' help to accomplish it. I had to learn that. I couldn't do everything by myself. I was trying because I felt I had no help. I know I had Jesus, but I said, God, send me someone that can help me with this task. And as I was going through that for this topic today, we were supposed to have something else today going on, but we had to switch in midstream. So today, let's turn over in our Bibles for those that have their Bibles. We're going to turn over to Psalms. We let that be our first one. We're going to go to Psalm 68, and we're going to do verse 19 and 20, and verse 68. And let me turn over there with you. Psalm 68, verses 19 and 20, it says, blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefit, even the God of our salvation, Selah. He that is our God is the God of salvation, and unto God the Lord belong the issues from death. And then if you turn over to Psalms 55, verse 22, let's read what that says. 55 and verse 22 say, cast thy burdens upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall suffer the righteous to be moved. He is telling you in the word, cast your burdens upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. You don't have to do it alone. And let's turn over to Matthew, the 11th chapter, the 29th and the 30th verse in Matthew. Let's see what that word is saying to us. Matthew's 11th chapter, verses 29 and 30. It says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. He's telling us right here in the word. And if we went up to verse 28, it says, come unto me, all ye that are labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So I'm just giving you some scriptures today. I'll turn over to Galatians, where you can read these for yourself. You can write them down and go back to them at your leisure. But I'm just giving you some things on the Word of God this morning, on your burden, where you can take it to the Lord in prayer. Galatians 6 and 2 says, let's read that. Bear ye one another burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. He's telling we can bear one another burdens. I may call you to tell you about the burden I'm going through, and you may call and tell me of what you're going through. But you know, we are going through something, maybe at the same time. But God wants us to bear one another's burden. And, you know, carrying each other's burdens, and in this way, you will fulfill the law of Christ. So sometimes it behooves us to just go to the Lord in prayer. You know, it's impossible for us to do everything to solve every problem that we have. And try as we might, we regularly reach this conclusion. We do not have to carry our burdens alone. He's telling us that. No matter how personal, self-inflicted, big or small, they might be even. When we can't look to a friend or to relatives to share the burdens, we can always look to Jesus. That means sometimes you might need to call a friend, a true friend, a good associate, and sit down and talk to them about what you're going through, what's happening in your life. And when you feel you don't have anyone earthly, humanly, talk, you know we have Jesus. We can go to him morning, noon, and night. We don't have to give up on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ because he's right there helping us through every situation, every trial that we're going through, every burden. Because right now, people all over America are going with some burdens on them today. How I'm going to pay my bills? I'm not working. That's a burden. They don't know who to talk with. Is it anybody out there can pay my water bill, my light bill, my gas bill, my rent, my car note? They feel that's a burden. I need groceries in my house. People running all over the stores and knocking you down, taking five and six and seven things when they can get one or two and leave some for others. That's a burden. You have children out there strung on drugs, strung out there on all kind of things. But we got to remember that the Lord is carrying our burdens. We don't have to carry them alone. And when you think about all you trying to carry your burdens alone, think about that. You're stuck in the house. You figure, well, I call so-and-so, they're going through something. Well, if I call so-and-so, so-and-so, they're going through something. Well, pick out somebody that you know you're going through and they're going through. You may be able to tell them something that helped them for what they're going through, and they in turn will call and tell you something that they've been going through. Two different burdens, but you'd be surprised talking with someone that's going through something will be able to help you. And when you feel you have no one to talk to, you can talk to Jesus. Jesus is right there with open arms ready to help you through whatever trial you're going through. You know, this song, every time I'm going to change it, someone always say, oh, what happened to the song? I think this song is befitting. I play it every time I bring my broadcast on, saying, bless this house. And I'm going to play it again because I think, listen to the words, and then we're going to come back to our topic.
gone through the fire and the rain. See, I am facing trials that I've never been in, but I'm hanging on to every word you say. Here in the Bible, that I read, I put my hope in you, trusting that you see me through, believing that faith is the only way. Lord, bless my house as I bless you.
I don't know who I'm talking to out here, but there's somebody that is going through something right now in your house. And can I tell you that if you bless him, he'll bless your house. Listen to this.
Here I stand with outstretched hands, crying out to your love for a divine refreshing.
Praise the Lord. I thought I would play that again because, tell you, excuse me, no matter what you're going through, that you need God in your house. That means you don't have to carry that burden alone. We need God, whether it's in the house, it's at the job, but we need Jesus to help us carry that burden. And over in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6 and 7, the word of God say, humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. And verse 7 say, casting all your cares upon him, for he cared for you. That means you. He's telling you to cast all your cares upon him. You don't have to carry that burden alone. He cares for you, each individual. All you got to do, go to him. Just let him know how you feel. He knows, but he want to hear you say it out your own mouth. And then I found another verse over in Isaiah 46 and 4. And it says, and even to your old age, I am he, and even to her hair will I carry you. I have made and I will bear, even I will carry and will deliver you. So here he letting us, even in our old age, he's going to carry us. He has made us. He know what we made of. He know what we all about. He's going to bear up everything with us. And he will deliver you no matter what you're going through. He's going to take care of us. All we got to do is go to him. He says, you know, cast your cares upon him. No matter if it's sin, whatever it is, cast it upon God. It even say in Ecclesiastes 11 and 1, cast that bread upon the water. You know, when you think about what all God is telling us, you know, over in Isaiah 9 and 4, let me turn to it and read, tell you what it says. I had a lot of verses today that I was getting. Excuse me, let me turn them over to 9 and 4. And it says, for thou hast broken the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder and the rod of his oppressor as in the day of the Midianite. And then we have some more over. He lets you know you don't have no break. In Acts chapter 15, verse 28, let me turn over there and see what 15 and 28 saying. Hallelujah. And 28 say, see, I make sure I got the right one. And 28 say, but it seemed good to the Holy Ghost and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessitive things. So when you think about that, think about, are you currently finding it hard to bear a burden caused by fear, a dilemma of the consequence of your own or someone else's action? Don't suffer alone in silence. Reach out to God and let him ease the load that you carry today. I'm going to say that again. Are you currently finding it hard to bear a burden caused by fear? People are right now in America and overseas, they're going around in fear. They're in a dilemma. Or the consequence of your own or someone's action. Do not suffer alone in silence. Talk to somebody. Talk to the Lord. Reach out to God and let him ease the load that you're carrying today. You know, God is ready to help you with your problem. God is always there to help you carry whatever burden you're bearing today. Today, our topic was, are you trying to carry your burden alone? You don't have to carry that burden alone. Just give it to Jesus. Self-adulteration is the death knell of the soul. It means that we have no desire to change, then our soul dies. So that means you don't have to carry all these burdens you've been carrying alone. You don't have to carry them no longer. Give them to God. He's standing right there waiting with open arms. No matter what the situation, what the burden, what the problem, that you're going through, give it to Jesus, and he surely will work it out. So that's our topic today. I didn't give a long, drawn-out topic because I know a lot of people are in fear right now. A lot of them are praying. Different prayer lines are going through the world, all around the world. People are praying. People are giving every problem to the Lord, and some is not. Some don't believe what's going on. Some don't think it's happening, the different things that they're going through. But Jesus let us know we have an advocate that we can come to today. We don't have to have our and share our burdens alone. So today, I want to thank all of you all that tuned in to the broadcast today. Just think, are you trying to carry your burdens alone? You don't have to. Jesus is right there. He carried the cross over 2,000 years ago for each and every one of us. All you have to do, open your mouth, open your hands, your heart to your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And he will surely, surely bring you out. Whatever you're carrying right now, turn it over to Jesus. And he surely will work it out. And until next week, I want you to be blessed. We'll have a guest on hopefully next week. Would have been on today. But, you know, remember these last words I'm saying on this topic today. Despite the darkness that burdens can bring, there is always light at the end of the tunnel. So until next week, I would like each one of you all to be blessed. I love each and every one of you. You know, I always tell you, if I had the tentacles of an octopus, I would hug each one of you all and tell you just how much I love you. So until next Wednesday, be blessed. Love each and every one of you all. Tell somebody else, tell a friend, tell a coworker about Joy and Peace on Wednesday. Give them the phone number. Share it with them. It may be a topic come on that's just what they needed. So until next Wednesday, be blessed. Love each and every one of you all. Bye-bye.